Over the last month, the things that have really made a big difference to the price of fuel is the strong dollar against the euro, because we buy crude oil in dollars and yet we sell petrol and diesel in euro. And so the currency fluctuations always have an impact on fuel prices. The other thing that's been really significant is, and people in the northwest of Ireland have direct experience of this in recent weeks, is there have been a number of extreme weather events that have impacted major refineries around the world, and a lot of refineries, or a number of refineries at least, have had a reduced production capacity in recent weeks, and that has actually driven up fuel prices also. And then we have the ongoing issues around, particularly around the Middle East, and increasing tension there, which is having an impact on shipping costs and those sorts of things. So they're all things that have contributed to the recent price increases. And while in the border areas of this island, it's particularly interesting to see the price differential north and south of the border, this shouldn't really have increased the price differential. But that price differential is still really damaging for fuel retailers in the Republic of Ireland, because they are trying to compete with a tax regime in the north of the island, in which allows forecourts to sell their fuel at perhaps 20 cent per litre less. So that's a real problem for Irish fuel retailers, and it's something that we've been asking the government to look at, and through having an expert group review the taxation on fuels.
Do you feel that many more will be continuing to maybe shop elsewhere when it comes to fuel?
I think it's hard to imagine that some people won't make a decision to cross the border and buy their fuel at a cheaper price there. And I have to be honest, even as the CEO of the Irish Fuels Industry Association, I don't think you can blame them. I think people are making realistic decisions based on their own kind of family income and their capacity to afford their lifestyle choices. I think the actual thing to do is not criticise the people who are making that choice, but to criticise the government, who have, over the period of the last government, the last Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green government, increased the price of a tank of fuel by €12 per tank in the period of that government. And that's all in taxation. And that comes up on top of the fact that fuel has been very expensive in the last 3 years since the invasion of Ukraine. So we think it's not about criticising the people who make a reasonable choice for them and their families to go across the border and fill up more cheaply, but actually to talk to the government and say, listen, we really need to address the fact that Irish motorists pay more tax on their fuel than in any other EU state, at least.